HPV Services proudly presents episode 6 of the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast. Hello and welcome to episode 6 of the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast. I'm known as Adam, although I don't know why.
And I'm Alicia. I do know why.
And I'm sorry the podcast has been a little bit late this week. We've been busy all weekend at the Isle of Wight Festival, which is a local event in which lots of international stars from the music industry have been appearing at, haven't they, Alicia?
Yes.
Without further ado, let's talk about Doctor Who. Right, I'm going to go straight into feedback this week. Ooh. Because Draculasaurus very kindly resent in his feedback, and this is exactly what he said on his second thing, which is actually more or less what he said last time. He says, "Hello again. I said something like, I saw your podcast on the DWPA site and had a listen. Really enjoyed it. Keep up the good work. D." What do you think of that one then, Alicia?
Cool.
Underwhelming. But this is the most exciting bit of feedback, probably the only proper bit of feedback that we had this week, and this chuffed me to bits. Have a listen to this, Alicia. It's from Chris from the Oodcast. He says, I know you can't help to quell your excitement. He says, "Dear Adam, Alicia, Chris from the Oodcast here. Just listen to your brilliant podcast. Thanks so much for reviewing our show so warmly. It really made our day. You two are extremely funny when you argue with each other. It's a real unique chemistry you have as presenters. It sets you apart and it's fantastic. Laura was particularly chuffed you liked the theme tune." I have to say, before I move on with this, the argument is not actually deliberate. It's because of Alicia.
Oh, you blame it on me?
Well, it's the case.
Stop. No.
You interrupt me. Anyway, Laura and I were wondering if we could have your permission to play the section of episode 4 where you talk about us. Live to Chris and Andrew during our next episode.
Yeah.
All right. It's the first time we've been reviewed by another podcast, but I'm pretty sure they were reviewed on the WhoCast, actually, but never mind. I diverse. And we wanted to get their reaction as they listen. We also give you a hearty plug, of course.
Yay.
We normally record on a Tuesday, so if I've done that, not sure about that bit. But anyway, yes. Other than that, keep up the great work. Chris and Laura in brackets. That's the best bit of feedback we have ever had. No offence for everybody else, but we're massive fans.
I like the Oodcast.
We're massive fans of the Oodcast.
Love the theme tune, love the songs they do, love all of it.
It's almost like getting a bit of feedback from a celebrity. When Lewis Trapani mentioned us on the... What was that thing he mentioned us on? Pod Shock. Yes.
Badger.
So thank you everybody at the Oodcast, and I hope we can have a good working relationship, because we'll keep plugging it because we love it.
Yes.
And it's very clever. In fact, we have actually done a sketch by way of tribute in a way to the Oodcast, nowhere near as good as them, and it should appear at the end of this episode if indeed there's enough time to fit it in. So yes. Look forward to hearing that episode, don't you? The one we might appear on.
Yeah.
I feel like a member of the Oodcast team. Actually, that got me thinking.
Here we go.
Well, you're always in a bit of a mood, aren't you? I thought we could change the name of the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who cast to the Moodcast.
Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha.
I think it's quite feasible. Obviously, there'll be a lot of changing names and the URLs and everything, but it's a topical and it fits your sort of nature, doesn't it? Ow. Anyway. Let's see if I can relate back to my notes, because I've just lost my page.
Good.
Oh, yes, it says, you know, we're talking about us being laid back and stuff.
Natural.
It got me thinking. We actually, as a podcast, have decided to ditch cynicism, unless, of course, it's absolutely necessary, because we love cynicism when you sort of look on the negative side of things, Alicia. We absolutely love Doctor Who, so it's very difficult for me, when I'm watching it, to be cynical about it, unless there's something really, really bad. And I know I actually sometimes get a bit irate listening to Doctor Who podcasts where people slag off the show. And I must say, even if I find something bad about it, there's usually more things in it I like than I dislike. But I do try to be a little bit nitpicky, because otherwise you can't really have a critical representation of it, can you? No. We interrupt this broadcast with an Isabella interview.
Yay!
Hello, welcome to the Doctor Who class.
Hello, Isabella, once again. By popular demand, you have come back to answer questions about Doctor Who. So did you like this week's episode?
Amy.
You like Amy?
Yeah.
So what happened on Doctor Who this week?
Amy fell down to the ground.
Now, that was last week's episode. What happened this week with the chair and the monster?
Doctors can't get up to the chair. Then he did.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doctor.
What about the monster?
But the monster trying to get Doctor, but he did it.
He didn't. What happened to the monster?
The monster trying to get to the people, but they didn't.
They didn't.
Did.
They did?
Yeah.
What did the monster do?
He just had a look. Then he had a look to the car. Then the monster destroying the people.
Oh, I don't remember a car. Was there a car?
Yeah.
I don't remember a car there. Was there a car there?
Yeah.
Oh, was there? Okay.
Do it again.
Okay.
Hello, welcome to the Doctor Who class.
Yes, welcome. We're going to be at the end of it now.
Again?
Are you going to say goodbye?
Hello.
So, say bye.
No, not bye. Oh, hello.
Okay.
Hello, welcome to the Doctor Who class.
How old are you again?
8.
4.
8.
4.
I'm 8.
That's nice. That's good. So you're going to say goodbye?
We'll say hello.
We'll say goodbye.
Say hello.
Bye.
I would say the Doctor Who Club.
Go on then.
Let's say the Doctor Who Club to say.
Okay, go on then.
Hello, welcome to the Doctor Who Club. Let's say the people all together.
Okay, after that lovely argument and funny time. Bye-bye.
Yes, moving back to feedback. There was a bit of Glade Packer's feedback that I missed out last week, and he says, now, just an overall question, why hasn't there ever been a female doctor? I think that would be very interesting, a very interesting way to go, since it's never been done before. So, what do you think? Do you think the doctor should be a female, Alicia?
Be interesting.
I think it would be terrible. He's a male character. It's like saying Sherlock Holmes should be played by a woman. No, I think that he has to say a woman. I know he was a woman in the Curse of the Fatal Death, wasn't he? Do you remember that? Joanna Lumley played him as a woman. And that's probably why they did that bit. And that was actually written by Stephen Moffat as well. So, no, I personally think that he has to say as a man. I don't think I'd watch Doctor Who if it was a woman. Not for sexist reasons. It's just he's always been, for nearly 50 years,
sexist.
A male character.
Only because you think men are better than women.
No, it's because the Doctor is a male.
How do you know?
Oh, look, I'm not going to get into it.
How do you know, though?
Well, I haven't seen inside his trousers, is that what you're saying? But he is a male. Because he's got... What?
How do you know? He could turn into a...
How would he explain to his children that he'd suddenly gone from a man to a woman? I mean, I know some people who have had transsexual operations have had
to
explain.
Being offensive.
Am I?
Yes.
I'm just saying, I know that has actually happened in real life, that people have had children as men and changed to women. So maybe that's the same issue there. But me personally, I would like him to stay as a man.
What if he does turn into a woman?
I'd be disappointed and probably wouldn't watch it anymore. I probably would, actually, but I'd just watch it and sulk. For a very long period of time.
Okay, that's good.
Yes. So, I'd like to, before we move on to the episode that was on this week, which was The Lodger, just give a mention to the Doctor Who Podcast Alliance, of which we are a member. And you can find all of the relevant podcasts on DoctorWhoPodcastAlliance.org, which leads us to Podcast of the Week. And I can tell you, this week's Podcast of the Week was the Flash and Blades interview with Nick Briggs, which was absolutely fantastic.
Are we ever going to get Podcast of the Week? Will we
get Podcast of the Week? Yeah. No, we can't actually give ourselves Podcast of the Week, unfortunately.
Why? No, but can we get Podcast of the Week?
It's called being biased. No, that's what I'm saying, my personal opinion.
How do you get Podcast of the Week?
By just being my favourite Podcast of the Week. And the Nick Briggs interview was definitely my favourite Podcast of the Week this week. Really, really good. So, if you want to listen to Flash and Blade, look up the Nick Briggs interview and have a listen. Tony does a
really
good job
of
that.
And mad and, like, talking about cats.
Yes, they do talk about cats a lot. So,
we should talk about dogs.
And dogs as well, if that's what you like. Yeah. Anyway, do you remember I asked you last week who the worst doctor was? No, you don't. Right, okay. Like, I told you this before, that silence on an audio production just does not work. I did actually ask myself that question.
You didn't ask me.
I'd just like to say my opinions on it. Now, I actually like all the doctors, but somebody does, even if you like all of something, somebody does have to fall in the category of the worst. Mm. And my least favourite doctor, I'm afraid, is Sylvester McCoy. Although, he has done some very good work.
What? He's like the best doctor.
Again, it all falls down to opinion.
I think that William Hartnell
was my
worst doctor.
On the subject of
Sylvester
McCoy.
I don't know. Maybe John Pertwee, because he was quite boring.
No, he wasn't.
He ran around with a yellow car all the time.
No, he didn't. He obviously fell asleep for most of those episodes. John Pertwee was
quite... usually do.
No, that's nonsense. No, he was really good, John Pertwee. No, my evidence on the fact that Sylvester McCoy was the worst doctor is the fact that his doctor was in tenure, what we call it. He was the doctor when the series was cancelled. Surely that must say something.
No, it don't.
Well,
it doesn't.
Well, in my opinion, it does. Although, you know, I do like him, I thought he was brilliant in
You said you weren't going to be dismal and not pick on stuff.
Picking on him. I just say...
Yes, you are. You're looking at the downside.
I am not.
Yes, you are.
Stop being contradictory. No. Anyway. I was just looking on eBay this week because I'm still trying to get hold of my second Doctor in colour figure. And they're still really, really expensive. So I thought I might look up to see what the most expensive items are on eBay. This week's most expensive Doctor Who item on eBay is a Doctor Who Earthshock Cyberman, which is listed at, I think it's £2,600. And it's a full costume prop, and it comes with helmet, chest plate, suit, gloves, boots, and a mega rare, the gun. I have owned this costume for around 10 years, and my own personal collection. You will not find a better one. Any inspection welcome. I'd like to know where he got the valuation of £2,600 from. And I'd also like to own it myself.
Cash in the attic.
Have you checked the lottery numbers this week? Cash in the attic. What, are they going to...
Could they?
Yes. Anyway, and the next most expensive item listed is Doctor Who Private Cherished Car Registration, which is W110DR. Yeah, I don't think so.
Who was actually going to buy that?
Somebody would. Full-size Dalek is number 3. It's £1,799.
I'll buy that.
So would I, if I had the money. Another Doctor Who number plate is at number 4, £1,500, for a T11CDR, I think is supposed to look like the Doctor. And the highest rated thing that actually has got bids against it, because surprise, surprise, none of those items have actually got bids against them, is Doctor Who Resurrection of the Daleks. It's actually Doctor Who Resurrection of the Daleks, so it probably should be Resurrection of the Daleks, Graham Cole costume. I'm just going to have a look to see the further details of this. I suspect by the time listeners get to hear this story, that will actually already have ended. It's a costume. Not quite sure which one. But there you go. So that's the Doctor Who merchandise this week on eBay.
Yay.
Now we can move on to this week's episode of Doctor Who, which fortunately we have only just recently watched. So allow me to find my notes. So, The Lodger. Now, when I was watching it, I did think, is the man upstairs making his own Cyberman? Because until we saw the end of it, we thought that Cybermen were supposed to be in this episode, because it did sound like Cybermen stomping around. That was obviously proven to be wrong. And the Doctor in it says, they call me the Doctor, I don't know why, as I alluded to at the beginning of the show. I quite like that line, I thought that was quite funny. I like the bit at the beginning, do you remember when the Doctor sort of steps out of the TARDIS and there's an explosion that blows him away from the TARDIS and then TARDIS sort of disappears. But then, later on in the episode, they sort of make it seem as if that was meant to happen. And the Doctor's got his earpiece. So how does...
He had it in his pocket, or he made it, or
I don't know, but it's a bit... Not really explained, is it, how...
It's supposed to use your imagination.
I don't think so. That
yes,
really...
it is.
No, I'm sorry, that
just
wasn't...
No.
Will you shut up?
You shut up.
Anyway, did you notice the Van Gogh picture on the fridge?
Yes.
Wonder what that was there for. Or was it just put in there to make it look like it was a coincidence?
Yep.
And also, Amy trying to control the TARDIS.
How is she allowed to do that?
How is she able to do that?
Yeah.
I don't know, but River Song was able to control the TARDIS. Pardon?
Amy's River Song.
Is she?
Don't know.
And did you like the bit where the Doctor says, Earth to Pond?
Ha 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 ha.
I thought it was funny. How about when the Doctor's in the shower and he's all feeling around for his sonic screwdriver and grabs a toothbrush and uses that instead?
I'm sure that's been used before.
I don't remember that bit being used before.
No.
And I'd also admit, the music for this episode was really good, wasn't it? Don't you think? Or did you not notice it?
Didn't notice it, to be honest.
No, I thought it was really good.
I think James Gordon would make a brilliant companion.
I think he'd make a good Doctor, to be honest with you. I hadn't actually thought of that until you said that, but I think he'd make a really good Doctor.
I think he'd make a good companion, to be honest.
He would, but they won't bring him back as a companion.
I would love to see him as a companion.
I'd like to see him as the Doctor.
Because they're like, it's like mates. Two best mates messing about.
But they haven't had a fat Doctor since Colin Baker. And,
James Gordon as a Doctor?
Yeah, I think it'd be great.
But wouldn't it be a bit like what? Just thinking, but what... You know, like, Romana got to choose what she looked like.
Yes.
But he said he couldn't do that, but wouldn't that be a bit...
No, it'd be like...
chooses to do it.
No, it'd be like the Fifth Doctor regenerating into Colin Baker's Doctor, and Colin Baker had already played a character in Doctor Who. He played Max Tidd, was it? I can't remember his actual name.
Oh, so the body chooses it. I get it, but... I don't know, James Gordon as a Doctor, I think he'd be better as a companion more than a Doctor, to be honest.
We beg to differ. And also, didn't you thought of the football match? Now, I love football, I'm a Doctor Who fan, I'm a football fan. What slightly annoyed me is, although the Doctor, I enjoyed his skills and being
nudges,
I'm sure he was able to be a really good footballer, that doesn't bother me at all. But the fact that when he scored the goal, he scored it into a hockey goal. Football is played with full-size football goals, not hockey goals, because they were in full kit and playing a proper regulation match. That was not a full-size football goal. What the hell were they playing at? Very annoying.
We got them at school.
Yeah, they're hockey goals. You play them when you're having a kick around you and a break or something, not in a regulation
match.
Maybe
they could... Well, it don't matter, does it?
It doesn't.
No, stop it. No, in a park. No, we're in a park. So...
Playing a regulation football match with a hockey goal. No.
It's a pub game.
It was a regulation football match.
It's a pub game.
They had a referee. The referee should have immediately spotted one... Did they have a net actually behind at the goal? I can't remember it having a net. But anyway, the point is, it was not the regulation. So the goal the Doctor scored... didn't count, unless the crackers had some effect on the history and development of football, which meant they ended up with smaller goals.
Oh, shut up, Dad.
No.
Hold on. Mm-hmm. We play like proper football matches, like, let's say, my school goes against another school at our school, and we've got goals like that, and we've got a referee, so why does that affect us?
These are full-time, these are men playing football in
and
a regulation match.
Your point is, it's still a game, just face it.
Anyway, the little girl at the top of the stairs.
Yeah.
Did you think
stop
empty
it.
Child?
No,
did you think empty child when you saw that?
You did, I thought.
No, I thought so. I know she did. She said, I'm looking for my mummy, didn't she? Something like that.
Mummy.
Did she say, I'm looking for my mummy? Something like that, I can't remember. And did you see also when what's her name, Sophie, was it, and Craig, they were having a little sort of conversation. There was an oval-shaped picture behind on the wall behind of this very strange-looking man. That was quite spooky. I don't know if he's going to have some effect on the...
No.
No, obviously not.
I think it's a painting. It might be a Vincent van Gogh painting.
Mm. But what about also... It wasn't a Vincent van Gogh painting.
It was
what
a
painting
of some sort.
Yes, it was a painting, obviously.
Never.
Mm. The bit where the doctor was talking to the cat.
Yes, what about the cat?
Oh. Yeah. Remember him talking to the cat? He had a conversation with the cat. Is he actually his real name Doolittle then? Because he Dr. Doolittle. Because that was a bit strange.
I know why he can talk to cats.
Why?
Because he's met cat people.
Okay.
Well, cat people are like cats, but they just talk, but maybe it's picked up the psychic thing.
A bit like you then, you're a person that just talks. Anyway, I think but some Doctor Who fans are going to absolutely hate this story. Probably the ones
I like
that,
it.
Probably
the
ones who don't like football.
I think it's the best story so far.
I thought last week's was the best story so far.
I thought this week's.
But anyway, I must admit, once again, I was thoroughly entertained by this story and I really, really enjoyed it.
I'm looking forward to next week because I saw a... What did I say? What ship did I see? What ship was it?
Sontaran.
Sontaran ship.
Well, he did mention the Sontaran.
Yeah, but I swear, you know those little ball things, the Masquerade, what they were called?
Oh, that's a good question. Toclophane.
Yeah, I swear I saw them going towards the ship, because I saw an oval shape, with, you know, like the patterns they had on the Toclophane.
Mm.
I'm gonna have to watch it back. But
you
I
are
swear actually, I
referring
that.
To the... the trailer for the series finale that appeared at the end. Which was a bit weird in itself, because it had mainly, it was mainly full of scenes we've already seen.
You said that all the monsters are coming back. What does that mean if Davros is coming back as well?
I think it refers to all the monsters from this series, although the Sontarans weren't in
thank
the series.
You. Maybe just because... What do we have this series? We've had Prisoner Zero, episode two, what do we have? We had the dubby things, didn't we?
Dubby?
The dubby things, you know, the really freaky smile things. And episode three, what do we have?
Episode 2 was Beast Below.
Episode 3, you're talking about.
Episode 3 was the Daleks.
So we had the Daleks. Will we have
Weeping
the
Angels.
But think about it, will we have the new Daleks or will we have the old Daleks?
No, it'll be the new Daleks.
Well, maybe they've, like, had an army or something. Next episode?
I said Weeping Angels.
Yeah, so they'll probably come back as well.
And then it was the Vampires and...
Yeah, so... Not sure. I don't think you would actually include their ones, to be honest.
No, I don't think so. I think you're talking drivel.
I don't think I'm talking drivel.
Anyway, so moving back to what I was my notes. As I say, I don't think the Doctor Who fans are going to. Some Doctor Who fans will love it. Some will, again, I'd like it for all the Doctor Who fans liked all the episodes, but I think there's going to be a big split with this one. But I loved it. I was thoroughly entertained.
I like it.
I think loved it. Like it was predicted that before the big series finale that there would be. A light relief episode, you know, like a comedy sort of episode, and this is obviously it. It did remind me a little bit about like Love and Monsters, but this time the Doctor was in it.
But
had that sort of atmosphere.
Did you see Amy's face when she opened the ring? It was kind of weird, wasn't it? When she saw it, it was like
she
looked like she kind of remembered it, but she don't.
Yeah, that was quite interesting, that scene, but predictable they were going to put something like that in it at some point, because obviously they kept the ring in the story for a reason, that was obviously it. Another thing I noticed that they've been using a lot in this series is perception filters. There's like perception filters galore.
Did one time the Doctor said that he had his pockets are bigger on the inside? Was that his trouser pockets or his coat pockets?
Like any
that?
Of his pockets, I think.
Yeah, but when he put a hand in, it looked like a proper pocket, not a bigger pocket, if you know what I mean.
Yes, indeed. So, yeah, so you've covered a bit I was going to say next about Amy finding the ring. And another crack. I think they've really...
Yeah, but
this
you
stage,
see,
no,
when she
cracks.
Opened the box, the crack got a bit bigger when she opened the...
I don't know if that was actually supposed to be the case.
Yeah, but she opened it and she looked at it and the crack got bigger.
Yeah.
Maybe the ring is involved.
No, because every time the ring didn't really appear until episode... Five was it when Rory came into it? Episode six.
You never know, the ring might have something to do with it.
Maybe so, but I'd say basically it was a good episode, and I can't wait till next week to see the beginning of the finale. Although, you know, the trouble is, once that finale's over and done with, the series is over and done with. So that'll
Christmas
be...
special. Woo!
Yeah, how long is that to wait? They're filming the Christmas special at the moment, apparently.
So, Jude,
July... Jude? No, not Jude.
July, August, September, October, November, December. 6 months.
6 months, yes. That's a long time to wait. And almost exactly 6 months, because obviously the last episode goes out on the 26th of June.
Yeah, it's my party. Yes. Woo! It's my birthday, next
yes. week. Yes. I think you've drawn that one into the listeners quite enough. So Bigger on the Inside comes out this week, so hopefully we'll be on that. Or I will be anyway, because you don't contribute to feedback on Bigger on the Inside.
No, because I don't want me.
The dog is growling. No.
Yes, you have we don't have cats, we have dogs.
So you were sort of alluding to some theories you have about this series finale.
I think it's something to do with the ring.
The what?
The ring.
The ring.
The ring. Something to do with it. Some of the monsters have got theories about, and I just think it's something to do with the ring. Like, maybe the Doctor uses it to do something or something like that. It's something to do with it. Maybe Rory has been involved with all the cracks that's happened.
Rory?
Yeah.
How can he? He's dead now.
He got the ring.
How can
maybe he was destined to get that ring to do something, and he was destined to go with Amy and do stuff like that. That's my theory. Mm.
Anyway, John Barrowman on Desperate Housewives.
Yay, he's a killer.
Yeah, so it's the only time I've ever really enjoyed a nasty character in a TV production. He's just great in that. And, yes, love John Barrowman.
I wish he'd come back to Doctor Who.
And he's appearing in theatre in Portsmouth.
Yeah, but I think Matt Smith and John Barrowman would be very good together.
What, in bed?
No. an episode.
Oh, an episode, right.
I think that it'll be quite funny.
Captain Jack Harkness was a character created by Stephen Moffat, so it's not totally out of the question that might happen at some
point.
Yeah,
but I think Matt Smith and him will be really good in the episode together.
Yeah, I'd like to see
that. Because I think Matt Smith is a tiny bit like John Barrowman. He's got that fighting instinct.
You mean?
No, he's got that fighting instinct with him and the funny side. But I don't know, I just think they'll be really good together in an episode.
Yes.
But without, like, the proper companion. Just them two
the
together.
The proper companion.
Like Amy.
Amy, who's Amy?
Amy, but just, like, a different...
So you've gone from not pronouncing your R's properly to
I've got a cold!
Your M's properly, yeah. Well, time has just flown by in this episode. Just one little brief bit of news. That's in relation to the overnight figures for The Lodger. 4.6 million, which no doubt will go up because apparently the audience appreciation index was like 87%, which is, it's mega good. Well, it's whether the audience enjoyed the programme or not, the level.
I did!
I think it should go up. Fairly good news on that one.
So I'll basically cancel it.
Which moves us on to feedback.
Again?
No. Feedback addresses.
Oh.
Yes. Please. Feedback. We want it, don't we, Alicia?
We want it badly.
We'd love it. A show would not be a show without a little bit of feedback, so thanks everybody who sent...
Well, it'll still be a show.
Well, it'd be missing something, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Like not having you on it.
Oh, thank you. Is that a compliment?
I suppose so. Anyway, if you wish to send us an email, let's see if I can get it right this week, 20megfeedback@hotmail.co.uk. That's the word 20, the word meg, the word feedback, @hotmail.co.uk.
Why don't we have a competition?
I'm doing feedback addresses at the moment.
Why don't we have a competition?
We have. No, not yet. And you can find us on Facebook if you search the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast, or you can join the group with the same name. You can also leave a review on iTunes via the 20 Megabyte podcast feed. Or you can find us at www.the20megabyte.podbean.com. And that's THE20MB Doctor Who podcast.
Not addresses.
Podbean.com. And you can also comment via that website. Well, so, we're on Facebook, Podbean. We're not on Podcast Alley, even though I subscribe to it. I'm not happy with that. And more specifically, the Doctor Who Podcast Alliance, which the most recent podcast it always has at the top of the list. So that's also a very useful tool for finding Doctor Who podcasts. And Alicia's moaning because she's got a very sore throat. So, yes. Please give me out some feedback.
Woo.
And now, in honour of the Oodcast, we end the show with a sketch in which I give a convincing performance as Stephen Moffat and Alicia gives an even more convincing performance of a production assistant. Come in, sit down.
That sounds a bit odd, you
know. Yes, indeed. There isn't an easy way to tell you this, but there have been a few continuity areas in this series after episode one.
Have there?
Yes, there has.
I'm not aware of anything.
Well, let me outline just a few. In episode two, for instance, the whale vomits, but the Doctor and Amy are not shot out into space, but into a room on the ship.
Really?
And at the end of the episode, there's a mysterious crack on the side of the spaceship.
Must be a glitch in CGI.
A glitch. Well, what about episode three, when the Daleks at the beginning of the episode are quite normal, but suddenly change into Power Ranger Daleks?
Do they?
And once again, at the end of the episode, a mysterious crack appears.
Must have a word for those computer geeks.
Quite. In episode four, the Weeping Angels are killing people by breaking their necks.
Yes, it's scary, isn't it?
They're supposed to displace people in time.
Oh, but I think neck-breaking is far more scarier.
And that blooming great crack again.
Are you sure?
Yes, it appears even larger in episode five. The Doctor is not wearing his jacket, and then he is with the sleeves rolled up, and then his jacket is gone again.
Surely that is an editing issue.
Well, in some scenes in episode seven, Rory is wearing a ponytail, and then he dies and is alive again.
No crack?
No.
Results?
Episode 8. The Silurians are supposed to have reptilian faces. I did brief you to watch the classic series stories for a guideline. And the Silurian doctor. He was evil.
Wasn't he just?
Well, in episode 9, he's a nice guy. And then Rory dies. Again.
Does he?
And guess what?
He comes back to life?
No, the flipping crack is back.
But what about episode 10?
Did you research Vincent van Gogh?
Yes.
I don't remember him being Scottish.
Oh, I thought that he was ginger.
So?
I thought that ginger-haired people came from Scotland.
I can't believe I'm hearing this. Look, I'm in a very difficult position here. How can I explain away these errors?
Ark.
Beg your pardon?
They all sail off in Noah's Ark.
Look, who hired you?
Russell T. Davis.
Well, that explains a lot. Look, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to let you go. look, don't cry. Oh, okay, I'll give you a job in another area.
Where?
You could overlook the new title sequence.
Oh, thank you.
Ark, huh? Hey, that might just get us out of this situation. I just need some advice on how to weave all these cock-ups into a story arc. Get me Russell T. Davis on the phone, will you?
Doctor Who is a trademark of the BBC. No copyright infringement intended. Goodbye.